In the film Now You See Me, a team of illusionists brought down a crooked insurance mogul through a series of public stunts. Their new adventure, Now You See Me 2, finds a star-studded cast plotting another caper. Chris Klimek has a review.
Stage magicians talk to distract us from things they don't want us to see. That's the opposite of movie exposition, where people talk through the plot so the audience won't be confused. This thriller is about magicians, but it's almost all exposition.
They robbed a bank in Paris from a stage in Las Vegas. They fleeced an insurance magnate of hundreds of millions of dollars and disappeared from a roof in New York, always showering their devoted fans with money.
This briefing from Morgan Freeman, back as a magic debunker, comes right at the start, and others follow every few scenes, like mileposts on a winding highway. From Jesse Eisenberg.
How is this possible?
Woody Harrelson.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Dave Franco.
That's good. It's good to be positive despite making zero progress in a year.
And franchise newbie Lizzie Kaplan, who flirts with Franco by picking his pockets and then his pants.
So then what about girls?
Look, it's not something I'm proud of, but every girl I get close to, I end up taking their trust and then their wallet.
You take their wallets?
She hands him his.
You ever take their belts?
That too.
I'm sorry, did you think that I was like those other girls?
I'm not sure I could spoil the plot if I wanted to, but these pranksters, who call themselves the Horsemen, end up in Macau doing the bidding of another newbie, Daniel Radcliffe. He wants them to swipe a MacGuffin called the Stick.
So, the Stick.
Go to hell.
It sounds like any old fight scene, but they're using mirrors, curtains, and other tricks of the trick trade. The movie is most fun when it thinks of ways for its heroes to elude danger using magic.
It's all in the wrist.
Once upon a time, digital effects meant the dexterity of your fingers if you were talking card tricks. Now it's a way to fudge what actors may not be able to do. This movie's best scene is the horseman smuggling a computer chip out of a secure building. It's the size of a playing card, wouldn't you know? And as they pass it from person to person, it's fun. But the suspicion that that card was drawn in long after the director called cut spoils the fun. Makes you wish the movie's sleight of hand were deft enough to steal your watch, instead of just making you check it. I'm Chris Klimek.